Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm Phil Posderick, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Today is Saturday, February the 13th. Our show is from 10 a.m. till noon today. I'd like to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America, the show that directly precedes our show, for all the excellent information he gives us week after week. I'd like to remind everybody to stay tuned for Common Sense Revisited with Todd McGreevy. It follows our show at noon. And I'd like to thank the AG Trading House and all our sponsors out there for the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today, I wanted to talk about what I've learned and what all the listeners have sent me since last week, and all the stuff that I've looked at and tried to process, and, of course, the amount of information is absolutely staggering. So, you know, sometimes it may seem like I'm a little disjointed, but that's not the case at all. It's just I've gone over a lot of information. Last week on the show, we had a caller call in and ask about a allodial title, and somebody sent me an excellent article on allodial land titles and land patents. And after reading the article, if anybody wants a copy of that article, they can email me, phil.posderick@yahoo.com, and I will send you a link to that article or a copy of the article. And it talks about land patents. And a land patent is actually an extension of the treaty that granted the property to the United States. So, you know, it's actually signed by whoever the current president is. And, of course, this property can never be taken for unpaid debts or for taxes. And then I had someone sent me an article about a gentleman in, I believe it was the state of Washington, and he had gone about patenting his land. And he cited several, you know, illegal actions by the local public servants. And finally, he had to threaten them with lawsuits until his patented land was taken off the tax register. So it is possible. And, you know, that brings me to the next thing, is that then another caller, he sent me an email that it referred to a fellow by the name of John Arthur Menard. And he has a website out there. It's thinkfree.com. And he, in Canada, is what is known as a free man upon the land. And he has a video out there. It's a couple of hours long, called The Magnificent Deception. And the Magnificent Deception goes into legal matters in Canada. And he talks about the law of equity, I think it's called, in Canada. And apparently this law of equity is, you know, 72 hours of you can change your mind on any security transaction. And so any statute or code that imposes a fine is, by definition, a security transaction. And you can just go into court and they can give you their order. And he's really funny. He says, well, you know, whenever I get an order in a restaurant, I expect to get a bill. So he said, I've gone ahead and issued a notice and, you know, published my my fees, so that any time a police officer or a judge gives me an order, then I immediately give him a bill. He says he charges $2,000 an hour for going to jail. So it gets kind of expensive. Then he talks about, you know, all these statutes and codes, and kind of funny, we'll get back to statutes and codes when we come back from break. You're listening to Phil Posderick. It's Positively Unconstitutional.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And just before the break, we were talking about a fellow from Canada by the name of John Arthur Menard. And he's got a film out there called The Magnificent Deception. He's got a website out there called thinkfree.com. And he is a free man upon the land in Canada. And I highly encourage everyone to go look at his site, watch the video. Again, it's a couple of hours long. I've watched it about 1.5 times now, and it's just amazing the deception that the government has pulled on us. It's not exactly the same in the United States as it is in Canada, but he makes the incredible point that all statutes and codes, and, you know, again, everything comes down to the syntax and semantics, you know, all laws, Internal Revenue Code, is written in code, and the word code means encrypted. And so all the rules that you and I are supposed to follow are encrypted, so you can't understand them, so that you must be part of the society of law. In other words, you have to belong to the bar. And so, you know, it's presumed that the statutes are for everyone in society. And, of course, the society is to presume to be society at large. But, of course, if you really want to know, the society that's bound by all these statutes and codes is the law society itself. So all the people who take on this, title of nobility, Esquire, should be bound by the law. But the common man shouldn't be bound by the law. Why? Because, frankly, the law is too cumbersome, too voluminous. That means too big. And it's too hard to understand because it's written in code where the words don't have the same meanings that common words have. And so in the film, one of the things that he recommends is that if he's John Menard says that, you know, he studied law for 6 or 7 years in order to be proficient enough in it to go into the courtroom and disarm the court. And, now he says he can effectively do that because, of course, he has moved outside their jurisdiction. So the laws or the statutes and the codes they're not lawful. They're legal statutes and legal codes. And so one of the persons that introduces him says that basically he's given a notice to the court that, since it's written in code, he can't understand it. And since he can't understand it, well, he certainly can't be bound by anything he can't understand. And, our show on Jerry Kirk a few weeks ago, we had, a notice. Again, these are notice and requirements to perform. And so, according to John Menard, in Canada, whenever you go to court, the first thing the judge asks for is the notices. And so, this is how, you change your domicile. And of course, domicile is voluntary. And based on your domicile, your IRS liability is therefore voluntary. So if you declare your domicile to be without the United States corporation and live in the republic of an individual state, then you can effectively sidestep jurisdiction. And that's the next thing I learned about was jurisdiction. And I think I found it on freedom-school.com, which is just an incredible website. I mean, there is so much information there. I can see why John Menard said 6 or 7 years of studying law in order to be able to defend himself in a courtroom. And, of course, this is the problem that most people have is, who has this kind of time to study the law? And anyhow, when I went to Freedom School then, I decided, I was going to educate myself. And the first thing I opened up was something called Read This First. So I thought, great idea, let's read that first. And I realized really quickly that the introduction was 57 pages long. Several hours of reading, and so I did read part of it, but I didn't get through Read This First. I had to move on to more pertinent things. And the next thing I found was something called the Ministry Introduction, and this thing is just absolutely incredible. And who would think that a ministry, it's called the Sovereignty Education and Defense Ministry, that this ministry introduction would have definitions of things like property. And in reading this definition, I found it absolutely incredible that, our rights are our personal property. And when we consider that our rights are personal property and they're inalienable God-given rights, then these are probably the greatest ownership property that we have. And of course, I went on into all this looking not for, a definition of property, but, for land, how to get this allodial title to the land and land patents. And here I find that the greatest ownership of things that I have, everyone in this country apparently, or just about everyone in this country, 300 million people, have inadvertently given away their greatest possessions. And this great possession is your God-given rights. And it's just absolutely incredible that we would, without even a second thought, go ahead and sign away these rights. And most people still, to this day, don't understand how you've given up your rights and, of course, how you've voluntarily done so. And basically, it's a pretty simple process. It starts, of course, when you're born. And when you're born, your certificate of live birth is sent over to the Department of Commerce, where you are registered. And registered, in the legal sense of the word, means you're bonded, or actually you're put up as a surety. And a legal fiction of your Christian name is created, which... this is the corporate you the straw man, who then becomes the taxable entity under the statutes and the codes of the United States. So it starts the instant that you're born, and of course the second part of it is your Social Security number. Now, a Social Security number, we have to think about what it is, and John Menard makes a good point of it. He calls it social insurance in Canada. But social insurance is a retirement fund. And so, of course, if you're going to pay into a retirement fund, well, of course, you must be an employee of the corporation that you're paying into the retirement fund. So once you allow the United States government to make this legal fiction of your Christian name that's in all capital letters, effectively your parents abandon you, and the government picks you up under the salvage laws of maritime law. And now this legal fiction becomes a taxable entity who is an agent and a employee of the federal government in Washington, D.C. And so it is presumed that you're under their jurisdiction, which if you don't say so, then you are. And I think it's called a maxim. There is a maxim in law that says, let he who will be deceived be deceived. And so if you're deceived into thinking that, you know, you're protected by the Constitution and that you're not a subject of and that you're not an employee and an agent of the federal government and that you haven't been tricked out of your God-given rights, which, as I just said, under the definitions of property in my mind, these have to be the most valuable property any person could ever own. And so we just thoughtlessly give up our God-given rights and accept this corporate-driven, you know, tax-and-spend state to replace them with privileges that they can revoke at any time. And, of course, the main purpose of these privileges are, you know, of course, you know, if you're going to have all these privileges, then you need to pay your dues. And, of course, your dues are taxes in all their different forms, which, you know, brings us back to property and land and allodial title. And do you really own your property? You know, what is property ownership? So, of course, you know, you have to ask yourself that if you own your property and you have the right to control it and the right to control its use by others and the right to exclude everyone else from benefiting from its use in any way and a right to penalize others for unauthorized use, then use and control over your property in no way depends on another's discretion or courtesy. So, you know, we have to ask ourselves the questions, you know, how does the government become the actual legal owner of my property? And how does it make me the actual equitable owner of the property? Trust deeds place the real property into a trust, and you're a beneficiary of the trust. And the government is the trustee or owner holding the legal title. So, you know, we may think that you are and everyone else is a U.S. citizen and that you live in the land of the free, known as the United States. And it's actually this, you know, very nice thought that is the basis of the loss of your rights and all your other property. And the course goal of this ministry is using the law itself, which includes the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, as well as law created by legislatures and relevant rulings by the Supreme Court, that you may be discovered, you may be surprised to discover that you are not, or at least not born as a statutory U.S. citizen, and you may not live in the United States. And there we are, back up against the sponsors again in the commercials. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Up all night, I waste my time. I am fine, but a day behind. Up in my feelings, super and happy, but the days are overlapping. My days are over. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views
on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we've been talking about just the tremendous amount of ground I've covered since last week and all the information that all our listeners have sent me, and thank you very much, listeners, for sending me all this stuff, and it's great to, you know, even just to scratch the surface of you know, what the law is and what all these statutes and all these codes say, and how unlawful many of these statutes and codes are, and how, you know, the average person in the United States has, you know, been forced to ask permission to do anything. And you know, I love to use the example of, you know, liberty and freedom of locomotion. You know, everyone knows that, you know, nobody can tell you to sit there and not to sit there and not get up and go where you want to go when you want to go. But people don't understand that extends to travel on the public right of ways. Notice it has the word right in it. And it is a right to travel unencumbered upon the highways of this country. And you've been tricked into commercial activity by being told you drive, because driving is a commercial activity. And so, you know, we start to look at all these different tricks and the deception starts to unravel. And in this introduction to the ministry, and I breezed through all these, you know, legal definitions of property, characteristics of property, what is real ownership, do you really own something? Not if you have to pay taxes on your land or your home, you don't really own it. The government can take it away at a moment's notice for non-payment of taxes. Then they go into, do you live in the United States? And I've breezed over all these things, and they claim there's three different definitions of the United States, and And, of course, my friend Jerry says that there's at least 183 different definitions of United States. And depending on, you know, which way it's used, again, you're defeated with syntax. Then, you know, we run into rules and laws, and they get into, are you a resident of the United States? And so all residents within federal law are aliens. And all aliens maintain a domicile and physical presence on federal territory not protected by the Constitution. And the definition of a residence that was used by the Founding Father is, residents, as distinguished from citizens, are aliens or who are permitted to take up a permanent abode in the country. Beyond being bound to the society by reason of their dwelling in it, they are subject to its laws so long as they remain there, and being protected by it, they must defend it, although they do not enjoy all the rights of citizens. They have only certain privileges which the law or custom gives them. Permanent residents are those who have been given the right of perpetual residence. They are a sort of citizen of a less privileged character and are subject to the society without enjoying all its advantages. Their children succeed to their status, for the right of perpetual residence given them by the state passes to their children. So, if you look at the Internal Revenue Service Code and the Social Security Act, they define residents as aliens and presume the alien has domicile and physical presence on the federal territory not protected by the Constitution. And so this is how they trick you out of your rights. You're presumed to be a resident. A resident is an alien. And so this morning I woke up and I went to my email and started going through my emails, mostly from listeners. And in my email this morning was something from my good friend Jerry over at Freedom School. And it has exactly to do with what we're talking about right now, and that is that just about everybody in the United States, all 300 million of us, pay income tax. And the reason we pay income tax is because that we're domiciled in federal territory, which puts us in their jurisdiction, and we're presumed to be residents or resident aliens, but we're aliens. And so we get back to the Constitution and we say, how does this all get back to the Constitution? So this morning, again, when I read my email, I had a letter from my friend Jerry Kirk, and basically he was very nice to say, you know, I hope this doesn't tick you off. Here, let me read it to you here. It says, Dear Phil, I know how busy you are, so I am having a friend send you this email about week 6 of the Gathering Offering. Now, the Gathering Offering is Jerry Kirk's show at 4 p.m. Central Time on Thursdays on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. So go over there, listen to Jerry Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. And he says, I wonder as to your reaction. I hope you do not get mad at me for the research. Have had a number of people which you called me after I was on your program. Thanks. So I thought, my goodness, what is he talking about? What am I going to be mad about? And so he sends me another email, or he has a friend send this email. And as I read it this morning, I was just blown away. And so, you know, as I come on the air, I'm just absolutely shell-shocked, and it goes through a whole bunch of things. Are they constitutional, and aren't they? And he says, all the people on their bully pulpit, as he calls it, myself included, those which claim to pontificate as to what is constitutional and what is not, demonstrate their complete lack of knowledge, ignorance, of the very system to which they claim to believe in honorable debate. In reality, those individuals are engaging in delusional fantasy. So, you know, as I read this delusional fantasy, I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, what is he after?
You're listening
here?
To
what
the
is
Republic
he up
Broadcasting
against?
Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting, I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
And we're back, and we're talking about this email that I received this morning, and he hopes he doesn't tick me off. And he sends me this second letter, and I don't want to just read the whole letter. I've got a couple of callers waiting, and I'm gonna be with them in just a minute. But basically, he says, you know, quit engaging in your delusional fantasy, and if you want to have some fun, try a couple of these little exercises. And so, so with that, I'm going to tell you a quick story. And he says that in Orlando, Florida, at a Republic political meeting with about 1,500 people in attendance for supporting the re-election of Senator Connie Mack, his real name, which was never changed in law, was Cornelius McGillicuddy. And, of course, he says that he made sure to point that out to everybody, that this guy was going under an alias. And I did the following exercise. He says, now I'm getting ahead of myself. Connie Mack then withdrew from the race a short time later. And in Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution of the United States, it says, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. Now, let's read that again. And who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. If, when elected, the representative is prohibited, it says, who shall not be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen? So how could said representative qualify for running for office in the same state in a consecutive term? You want to read that again? Of course, then I read Section 3, Paragraph 3 to Connie Mack. And if we open our Constitution and we look up Section 3, Article 3, what is it again? Article 1, Section 3, Paragraph 3 says, "No person shall be a senator who shall not have attained to the age of 30 years and be 9 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state for which he shall be chosen." So, the point here is, if everybody is a resident, and you must be an inhabitant, then, guess what? You're not qualified to be in the Congress or the Senate of the United States. And this is how it went down in 1989. If his memory is correct, Jerry Kirk went to the microphone with his copy of the Constitution, read the appropriate section, and asked Connie Mack why he was violating his oath of office since he was running for re-election. He says, "You should have seen and heard the screaming. He, being me, has a fake Constitution. I simply replied, in this big meeting of Republicans, does not one individual have a true copy of the Constitution? The scramble began and a copy was found, and then I insisted that Mack read it out loud. Well, you talk about dumping manure on someone. Remember, I do enjoy adventure, which is an enjoyment of life." And there you have it. There is uncontrovertible evidence that nearly everyone in the Congress of the United States is not an inhabitant. They're a resident or a resident alien subject to the income taxes. And so, therefore, they are not able to be a senator or a congressman. Got some callers out there. Tom in Florida, are you with me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Tom. What's going on this morning?
I just wanted to let everybody know, I heard you talking about Robert Menard, and I believe I called in a week or so ago and spoke to you about him. It's actually Robert Menard, and it's thinkfree.ca. If you go to thinkfree.com, you won't get anything.
Well, again, thanks for correcting me, Tom.
Yeah, I just because I don't know where
I got John from. It you know it's what happens as you get older.
Well, it's Robert Arthur Menard, and it's thinkfree.ca. The CA stands for Canada, and if they do .com, they won't get anything except something. I brought it up, and it was nothing to do with him.
All right. Well, thinkfree.ca. Go out there and search that into Google. You'll find it, or just type it in the URL. Thinkfree.ca, and it's Robert Arthur Menard, is that correct?
Yes.
So I'm sorry about that. Robert Arthur Menard, The Magnificent Deception. I think you'd go out there to YouTube or somewhere or Google The Magnificent Deception. I think it'll come up with a site and or the video. So are you the one that sent me that, Tom?
I didn't send it to you. I just I said it on the radio just verbally, and I guess somebody else knew all about him and sent it to you also, because the guy is fascinating, and everybody really should go to his website and see The Magnificent Deception. Watch it two or three times and take notes, because even though it's Canada, I think a lot of that pertains to us.
Oh, I absolutely agree, Tom, and all my freedom-loving friends, I've tried to get him to sit down and watch it with me, of course. You know, no one ever has the time to sit down for 2 hours interrupted and watch something. Again, I've watched it 1.5 times in the last week, and I just find it fascinating. I'm still trying to find out about this law of equity, but I love when he says, I've got my 12-pack on the seat next to me in the passenger seat of my car, and the cop comes up, and he's like, you're breaking the law, drinking in public. He said, I just cracked a beer and, started to drink it. And so he tells the guy, the police officer, first he kind of has a disarming way about him, and then he tells the police officer that, he should call his office and check up on him, that his name is Robert, and if he must know, it's Menard, and go give him a call. And after five minutes or so on the horn, he comes by and tells him that the local police office would appreciate it if he didn't drink in public. Because they know that since he is a free man upon the land and not a child of the province, that he can do anything that's lawful, and he's not subject to these statutes and these codes, which are only you know, the people who are in the law society, of course, are subject to these statutes and codes. And those who are common man, free upon the land, don't have to worry about all these things, that they don't have to ask permission, and that they can do anything that's lawful. And he goes through, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but he mentions that there's only three reasons that he can be arrested. One is that someone directly accuses him of injuring them, and the other, I think, is fraud, and I can't remember what the third one is. Do you happen to remember what it is, Tom?
No, but I think it all basically focuses on a true crime, and a true crime is involved, I think, in only two things. There have to be damages, and there have to be intent. Because you have to purposely plan to do it, and you actually damage them either physically or financially, so that kind of covers it.
I had a friend watch half this show with me the other day, and he's been meeting with some local people here in Dallas, Texas, who are apparently getting up in years, and the fellow was just his wife is in jail now for 14 days, and they prepared her because they knew that she was going to have to go in jail because, you know, they're going to sue the local municipality, you know, for violation of their rights, and so in order to set, you know, them up, and they're just enjoying the heck out of themselves that, you know, these police officers and these local officials, you know, they have no clue what the law is. They have no clue what's lawful. They can't distinguish between legal and lawful. They don't know that these statutes and these codes that they've written don't have the force of law. And so they're acting completely beyond, you know, any jurisdiction or any power that they would lawfully have. And so they delight in going ahead and taking advantage of these. He also pointed out that somebody got a ticket, and it said on the ticket that you have to appear before March the 6th. And so, well, today is before March the 6th. And so he goes and he shows up at the courthouse. And then he sends a notice to the court that, hey, you know, he was there on Saturday, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, and the court didn't appear. And so, you know, they got to release the ticket because they said on or before this date, and he went on a Saturday or a Sunday, and the court didn't appear. And so, you know, they've missed their opportunity. And so there's tons of things like this in the law. But the problem is most people are just so afraid of the law because it's so long and so bewildering. I understand that the Internal Revenue Code is 2,566 pages long, and that it would take fully, what was the number? 38 hours of reading continuously at 200 words a minute, 40 hours or something like that, just to read it. And of course, that doesn't guarantee that you'll understand what you've read, because this section refers to that section, which refers to this section, which refers to something else. It's just absolutely, you know, too voluminous and too complicated for anybody to truly understand.
Yeah, I think Menard, what he says is, he says, lawyers use words that they claim are our laws, and yet they will also say that we don't understand the laws unless we use them, because we're not lawyers. Then it goes on and says, if we can't understand the words, how can the law, you know, make you obey laws that create liability on you when you, even they admit, you don't understand them, and you're not qualified to understand them. I mean, it's crazy.
Right. You can't testify in court that you need a lawyer to interpret the code for you, but you're responsible, whether you understood the code or not, to adhere to the code. So how can you adhere to a code that you can't understand? You can't defend yourself in the court of law without an attorney who's trained to decode the code.
Yeah, it's all smoke and mirrors.
It is a magnificent deception, isn't it? But once you break it down to absolutes and to truths, and of course this is what the communist, the communitarian, you know, society is doing, is that they're eliminating, the Hegelian dialect is eliminating all of these absolutes. There is no absolute anymore. You know, the natural law is not law anymore. And we do this, the Hegelian dialect does this by thesis, antithesis, and then some synthesis of some middle road to everything, that there are no absolutes, that the individual should be destroyed for the good of the community. And, of course, this is where we get into all our troubles, and is that, you know, once you can win any argument and take away any individual right from everyone by saying, oh, it's better for everyone, then, you know, you're on your way to tyranny.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing that, but also what Menard says is he says anything that they give you, that they can create a license for, you can do lawfully otherwise. Otherwise, they would be able to license crime. In other words, they license you to drive a car. Well, you can do that lawfully anyhow. Or they license you to for painting houses or cutting hair. But they don't license you. There's no license for breaking and entering or burglary or rape. So the licensing is kind of a fraud on its face in that what are they licensing? You can do it anyhow.
That's interesting.
It's sort of hard to grasp sometimes. At first I read it, I thought I didn't quite understand it. And I thought, yeah, he's right. They license stuff that you can do anyhow.
Well, where do they license? Say they can't license rape and murder. Apparently they haven't licensed rape. In some of these documents that some of these subcontractors make their employees sign before they go to Iraq, and there was actually a case where a woman was raped by 10 of her co-employees in Iraq, came back to the States, tried to sue them for rape, and it said right in her contract that, you know, she couldn't prosecute them for this.
Yeah.
But so apparently they can give a license for rape.
Well, they're just criminals.
They can make anything legal. They just can't make it lawful.
Yeah. You live in Texas, is that correct?
That's correct.
There is a fascinating guy who lives in Texas. His name is Alfred Adask, A-D-A-S-K. And he's a fascinating man because he does a lot of legal research. And what he discovered was that in the laws of Texas, well, if he, actually, I should just give you the website. He's got a website called adask, A-D-A-S-K, .wordpress.com. And he has a series of basically papers that he's written. And there's one there called Man or Other Animals. And what he discovered was, and he basically won his case, probably through default, there were some people in Texas that were selling colloidal silver. And they were being attacked by the Food and Drug or whatever the equivalent of is in Texas for manufacturing some kind of a controlled substance.
Uh-huh.
And then he discovered that inside the Texas laws and the rules about, I think, medical devices and apparatuses, that they referred to the people as man or other animals. And he literally went to the court for preliminary, like, discussions. And apparently he was moved up to the head judge of this county, who basically said, I'm taking this over. This is something I'm going to take care of. Got him in the back chambers and wanted to settle out of court. And Alfred Adask said, no, I want to put this in front of a jury because I want to see what they say when they understand that your laws in Texas refer to them as animals. And they dropped everything against him. They haven't, apparently he hasn't heard from them. He claims they've spent over $500,000 pursuing it, him and his friends. Well, he basically became part of their company, I believe, so that he could help them and be one of the defendants. And they have not messed with him. And that is written right into the laws in Texas. And the other thing this man did, which was interesting, was he ran for, like, a Supreme Court judge position in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, and he was a roofer by trade. And what he discovered was in the old original Texas Constitution that no man can be barred from public office for any reason whatsoever. Well, to run for a Supreme Court justice or the equivalent of, I forget, it was a high position, in like a judgeship, you have to have a law degree and you have to be a member of the bar.
Uh-huh.
What he discovered was somewhere in the 40s, I think, the Texas Constitution was just changed. They allowed him to run. He ran. He claims he got a few hundred thousand votes. And, of course, he expected to lose, and he did lose, but he proved his point. They would not come out in the open and keep him from running, from being a judge, even though he was a roofer, because they didn't want it to be known that the Texas Constitution had been very cleverly just changed without an amendment, and he had discovered it.
And this is
that's
my point.
Your state. That's in your state.
You know, this is my point about what I just read earlier about, you know, no senator or congressman who's now seated is lawfully seated. and they're not lawfully seated because they're not inhabitants. They're residents, which by definition are aliens. And no alien can hold a seat in the Senate or the Congress. And so, you know, the federal government has tricked everyone into the IRS trap, and by doing so has made everyone ineligible to hold office. You know, it used to be that you had to be a landed white man in order to hold office. And, of course, you know, that's no longer true because, you know, of course, no one owns any land because of property taxes.
Yeah, well, like Menard says, the only way they can fool you is by two things, your ignorance and their deception.
That's right. And we got to go back to break now. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're talking with Tom in Florida. Tom, talk to me.
I kind of discovered something in our Constitution in Florida, which is, well, I've been kind of talking with some people here. There's a lot of code, we have code inspectors, like in every state and every town, and they seem to be just running roughshod over people, and they're giving huge fines for silly things like a car parked in a driveway without a license plate, and the fines have accumulated like $27,000 in one case in a place called Port Orange, Florida. Just incredible stuff. And we were looking at the Constitution of Florida, And it turns out that a lot of these, all the people that hold office have to take, you know, they have to swear or affirm an oath of office where they, you know, swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the state of Florida as well as the Constitution of the United States. And they have to give bond. I was thinking maybe your friend Jerry there might come on sometime and discuss how you might be able to arrest some of these public officials' bonds, because it seems like it's the only way to get to these people is to make them liable for something. They seem to operate like they're bulletproof. And why they have, well, in the 1898 Florida Constitution, they have quite a section about how the officers have to give bond, and they no other official, another elected official can use the bond of another one, and if they don't give the bond within 60 days, their office is vacant. And then if you go to a more recent constitution, which is the 1968 Constitution of Florida, they give it a real short treatment. They hardly talk about it at all. And I almost wonder if it's not the same thing that happened with you in Texas with the law that, you know, bars no man from office for any reason, and then all of a sudden it got changed to having to have a law degree and be a member of the bar. In the 1968 thing about public officials, they just a very short thing just saying the, all they say is shall give bond as required by law and swear affirm an oath, and that's all they talk about. But it's quite a long
period. Americans seem to have amnesia because, of course, you know, up until I think it was the mid-1870s, there was a 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which said no titles of nobility. And, of course, all lawyers would be excluded from holding office because they all hold a title of nobility, Esquire.
Yeah, you know, and somehow it was ratified for a number of the states, apparently, and somehow it just disappeared.
Yeah, they just made it go away, and you know, it's the courts that are doing this. So, you know, you cite one in Texas where they just changed it to you got to have a law degree. You know, there's another instance where they just threw out the 13th Amendment and made a new 13th Amendment to cover it up. You know, all these things were, you know, properly ratified by, 12 to 18 states, you know, given a two-thirds majority. The last one being after the, and of course this sparked the War of 1812. Most people don't know, you know, what the cause of that was. You know, the English government wanted to be able to give out these titles of nobility. And, you know, we get into all these kinds of things. Well, Tom, thanks so much for your time.
Yes, and again, sometime you might consider having Alfred Adask on your show. He's quite knowledgeable. He's done quite a study about the law and talked to him on a number of subjects, and he's wonderful to listen to and talk with.
And I'll have a look at his site and see if I can't find a way to get a hold of him. That sounds like a great idea. Again, you know, I'm just overwhelmed by the great information that my listeners send to me. And, you know, as you start to go through, it really is disheartening to see that the entire system is built on fraud. You know, we know the Federal Reserve Bank and the Congress are in this unholy marriage whereby they can just steal your money through inflation. You know, now we find out that there's not a congressman or a senator who's seated that meets the requirement of being an inhabitant, because we've all been tricked into being residents and resident aliens of the federal corporation. And, yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. Going to move on to our next caller here. I believe Paul in Minnesota is on hold for us. Paul, are you there? I mean, New Mexico, excuse me. And we'll get to him when we come back from the break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be talking to Paul.